I mean, I don't know. I never really thought of it like that. I mean, it's been going on all year and everything. You just got to keep putting everything in the past. Like, if you have a good game, I mean, that's all over with. And you just got to keep moving on forward to the future and make sure you have a good practice week. Make sure you're working hard during the practice week so when you go out to game time, you're prepared and you give the best that you have, and that's all that counts.
What's jumping out for you on film when you look at the Baltimore Ravens?
I mean, they just have overall a great defense. I mean, they got all great big, they got a lot of great big players. They're all fast and they're all skilled and they can all cover and they can all play their own. So we just got to be ready for them. And they're physical too. It's going to be a physical game and we got to make sure we're ready.
What impresses you most about Ed Reed? He's a safety.
He can just cover so much ground. It's unbelievable. I mean, just from the left side of the field he could be at and he can go make interception on the right side of the field. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable his talent, how fast he can move across the field.
A lot of people are playing with you and Aaron as the primary difference makers in this game.
I mean, that's definitely not what's going to make the game win or loss. I mean, it's overall a team game, and that's all that matters, and we just got to make sure we go out as a team, and we all play together as a team, and whoever's making the plays makes the plays. And just basically go out. You got to have a good run game and a good pass game, and that's all that matters, and the defense plays well, and all that matters is about the whole team.
How much of a challenge do you think it is for defenses? With you and Aaron, the ability to line up in so many different spots on the field, obviously Aaron is a running back the other day. What kind of a pressure does that put on the opposing defense?
It definitely puts a lot more of a pressure on the opposing defense. Having weapons like that, you can run the ball out of the backfield, Aaron, and line up at wide receiver, line up at tight end. I mean, puts a lot of pressure. You just don't know what's going to come, and that's what's great about playing this offense. And we just got to make sure we have a good practice week. We get prepared, and we know what we're doing out there.
Are we going to see you lining up in backfield anytime?
I wish.
You and Aaron have kind of competed against one another since high school. Is it weird to have them when you guys kind of got picked to play here that kind of have the same locker rooms next to each other?
Yeah, it was definitely weird at first. I mean, we always knew about each other and everything. But, I mean, it's been like 2 years now. We're buddies now. We're good buddies. We have a lot of fun together, and that's all in the past. And we don't even think about it anymore, really, that we were competing against each other. I mean, we're just trying to help each other out now. We're just trying to get to the same goal. And that's be working hard every day and just be focusing on every game that we have the upcoming week.
What do you like about his game?
How he just so versatile. I mean, he can do so many different things, and he's so quick. He can jab in and out, and that's just impressive to me.
Do you allow yourself to get excited about the
game? What was that again?
Do you allow yourself to get excited?
You got to get excited. I mean, this is a big game. It's an AFC Championship game. How can you not be excited? I mean, going out to practice, that's what's motivating you. Just all the excitement that's going on and everything. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I mean, obviously can't wait for the game, but we got a big practice week right here. And I'm excited. All the fans liked it. I just kept with it.
The first time you did it, it was kind of just like what you did.
Yeah, I always wanted to spike, and we couldn't do it in college and high school, so I just started it here, and I guess it caught on and everything, and it's going pretty good, so it's cool.
Rob, speaking of the fans, they're trying to come up with nicknames for you and Aaron. One of the leading contenders that Aaron likes is Shake and Quake. I'm wondering if you have a preference for your nickname.
Yeah, I keep getting asked about the two nicknames. Aaron and I are going to come up. We're gonna meet together and we're going to think of a name. But, I mean, it's pretty fun and everything that they're thinking of a name. But Shake and Quake, he said, I like the Boston Tea Party with T spelled T-E. So that was pretty cool. So I guess those two are the top contenders right now.
What do you think of all this attention? Do you like it? Are you soaking it up?
It's cool, you know, but I mean, we're obviously just focused together as a team and everything. You can't really pay attention to it. You just got to go out, keep doing what you've been doing all year, just working hard, just keep on practicing every week and block everything out and just worry about the Ravens and the big game coming up this Sunday.
You got a good feeling about the game? You think you're going to win? That's a yes.
I mean, we're always preparing hard. You always want to go in with confidence into the game, and you always want to make sure you're prepared the hardest you could all week so you're ready, and you're ready to compete and get 100% when it comes to game time.
Rob, do you pay particular attention where Ladarius Webb and Terrell Suggs are as well, in addition to Ed Reed?
You got to pay attention to where everyone is, and those are great players, and you got to pay attention especially to where they are. I mean, great players, and you just got to make sure we can see what the defense is, so we're prepared and what we're doing.
Do you make adjustments based on where they are and what scheme they're giving you?
Ask Tom those questions.
Rob Steeper.
Does he make the adjustments? Based on what he sees, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Rob, prior to the draft, I know the Ravens liked you, and actually the Pats jumped ahead of them to get you. Was there ever a moment that you thought maybe you'd be on Baltimore?
I don't know. That was a while ago. I'm a New England Patriot now, and I can't be any happier, and that's all that matters.
Rob, have you gotten any advice, wanted or other unwanted, from your family?
Last question, because I got going. What's that?
From your family, you gotten any advice, wanted or otherwise, from your brothers or anything about the game? Had any conversations with them about the game?
This game coming up?
Yeah.
They said, work hard.
Hey, what's your favorite nickname you've heard someone call you? Like, your favorite nickname? You don't listen? Who listens?
Yeah, I do. My favorite. I don't want to say that. No, I'm just kidding. I like Beast. That's cool.
Beast?
Yeah, that one's cool.
Not like Gronky Kong or any of those cool ones?
Gronky Kong.
You haven't heard that one?
Yeah, I heard that one. Or Gronkosaurus.
Gronkosaurus.
Yeah.
Beast is your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.